Welcome to the Be Real, Get Real podcast from Women's Prosperity Network. Real women sharing real stories about their ups, their downs, their journey, and their transformations. Through these stories, we'll explore what it takes to have the courage to speak your truth, follow your passion, and be the change you want to see in the world. And now, let's get started with today's show. And welcome everybody to the Be Real, Get Real podcast. I am so excited that today's episode is featuring a woman who I've not known for a long number of years, but from the moment we met, I felt like we've known each other for lifetimes. Like there's an amazing connection that happened with us. So I welcome you to our show today and thank you, my friend, LaJuana Bradford.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate being here.
Yeah, and it's our pleasure to feature and highlight amazing women such as yourself. And for all of our listeners out there, you're in for a real treat because this woman not only has a brilliant business mind, and when I say brilliant, I'm like really, really brilliant when we talk about strategic planning, bringing value to the world, making a difference, and doing it in a way that grows your business as you grow yourself. This woman is amazing. So make sure you connect with her. And let me share about her background. And then today's conversation is in the theme for the Be Real, Get Real podcast is sharing stories of lessons and transformation, things that we've been through in our lives that we've learned from and have served us as we move forward. So we're going to dive in with LaJuana in just a moment on when night falls, put on your night vision goggles. So I'm intrigued by the title. I love it. So let me share her background and then we will dive into the conversation. So LaJuana Bradford is a serial entrepreneur and global leader in the strategic planning and performance management arena. She is a thought leader and business management consultant who applies strategic thinking and business management concepts to maximize efficiency and effectiveness and identify both business and life opportunities for improvement and growth. She's the COO of the Bradford Group, a commercial and investment mortgage brokerage company, and the principal of the Bradford Group Consulting, a business management consulting firm. She wears lots of hats and she looks beautiful when she wears them. Here's what you're going to get. As a change agent, she leverages her 30 plus years of experience working with federal and private industries and small businesses to guide individuals toward achieving growth, understanding their market position, and increasing awareness of the customers they serve. She believes that life should be embraced in the moment of now and that positive transformation and lasting impact in life and in business are achieved one strategy at a time. So welcome, my friend.
Thank you.
So I'm going to dive in because we got to know quite a bit about your background. I'm sure you'll share some more of that during today's show. And the title, When Night Falls, Wear Your Night Vision Goggles. What do you mean by that?
Well, we all know that life happens in cycles, both life and business. And so you have your peaks as well as your valleys. And I consider the valleys the night falling moments. And in order to get through that, it's how we choose to look at what it is that's around us or that's impacting us or what has happened to us. And I believe that you do that through changing your lens, and hence the title, putting on your night vision goggles. And you know, when you at night, you can't see, your vision isn't as clear. But when the moment you have those night vision goggles on, suddenly the world opens up and you're able to navigate your way out of the situation that you're in into higher ground, safer ground.
Yeah, good. And I'm thinking about So for example, if you go to a movie theater in the daytime, when you first walk into that theater, like you can't see anything. And then after a moment or two, your eyes adjust and you're like, oh yeah, there's the seats, and being able to find your way.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, medically that term is called presbyopia, where your eyes have to adjust. And as we get older, that adjustment takes a little bit longer. So I identify with the movie theater example, because I tend to stand there for like 2 minutes, like, okay, I can't see anything.
Right. And it's interesting that you say that as we get older, the adjustment takes longer. And I can see that analogy happening when challenging circumstances happen. Like when you're a kid, you fall down, you don't get your toy. And I've been spending a lot of time with my grandkids lately, so there's lots of kids analogies coming your way. They fall down, they get upset, they don't get the toy. Like within 60 seconds, bam, they're on to the next thing.
Yes.
And then as we get older, you know, that argument you had with your spouse or your friend, you're holding on to it for days, weeks. So
exactly. Or when we need to change or adjust, we're so comfortable that we don't want to move. We're resistant to change.
Yeah. So share with us something that occurred in your life that was a dark time, or when night fell, and you know, how did you learn to adjust and put on your night vision goggles?
Well, one example is, and I'll speak both business as well as personal, because they happened at the same time, or relatively in the same period of time.
Isn't that great, right?
I know. It's like, can I get some balance? But with, I would, as you know, I'm in the mortgage industry, and we all know what happened in 2008.
Mm-hmm. Very well.
It crashed. So now my ability to feed myself is compromised. But at that time, I was in business with my brother, who decided to leave the business. Well, when he left, he was the one that actually had the broker license and the other certifications. And I had just come on board initially to be a support with him when I transitioned out of corporate. And then I thought, well, how can I be a part of this? But I was very reliant on, again, him having the technical requirements for us to keep the company open.
Mm-hmm.
So left, I had to quickly go and get my certification and my licensing, which required, you know, the course requirements to be completed.
Well, hold on. I want to dial it back a moment.
Certainly.
Yeah, you went over that very quickly. So you're in business with your brother. You quit corporate. Yes. You went to work in business with your brother.
Yes.
Crash and the economy happens. And then your brother decides, I don't really want to do this anymore.
Right. He went back to corporate.
So in that moment, so I really feel like before you decided to go ahead and get your license, there was a breakdown or a challenge like right in your face that you were like, okay, I better put on my night vision goggles. Because you had two, you could have been all kinds of mad at your brother, right?
Oh, I was.
Thanks for the truth.
Not kidding.
Real show, yeah.
Yeah, I was angry. I was fearful because I didn't have another an income stream, because the personal piece that happened, I had just finalized a divorce.
Wow, lots of change all at once.
Right. And so having to, again, quickly retool myself, and with the night goggles, I had to pause and not react. Because I think if I had been reacting, I probably would have been spinning my wheels and not getting anywhere. So I had to say, okay, what can I do and how can I do it quickly? Are there any licensing in schools that I can basically take an accelerated course so that I can go and get the testing needed in order to do the brokering of loans? Because without the licensing, you can't broker.
Correct. So you needed to fast track that to keep the not only the doors open, but the money flowing, you know, so you got
to eat. Literally to eat.
Yeah.
And so we know that with the market tanking, the some of the areas that we were in, are a lot of our lenders had closed.
Yes.
So again, the ability.
Well.
Yeah. So the ability to even do business once I got my license was that much more challenge. So for me, that period actually lasted that night for 3 years. And I had to say, okay, Luana, what can you do in addition to keeping the business open? How can you find other revenue streams in order to sustain and not risk losing your home, as many people did during that time? So again, with the night vision goggles, it's being able to pause, look at reality as it is, good, bad, and ugly, and say, now where are those opportunities? Where are those stepping stones, however small they may be, that I can stand onto and get from one level to the next? And literally for me, it was a day by day journey before I really got that breakthrough.
So I feel like these night vision goggles and that ability that you had, you know, yes, you had your emotional reaction and you got upset, and then you shifted into this strategic thinking. You know, there's, and I know you well, so I know that you're brilliant and very effective at this. So let me ask you, when was this capacity, this skill of strategic thinking, where did that come from? Because I'm hearing your story, and you applied strategic thinking to the situation. How can I fast track it? What other revenue? You're strategically thinking. You know, there's no wallowing going on here. There's no poor, poor me. It's like, okay, this is not really what I want, so what can I do? How did that come about for you?
What my first job out of college was in the strategy realm. So being around individuals teaching me not only the mechanics of strategy, but the thing that I think so many people miss is, now how do you go from the doing and the processing of it to transforming your mindset so that you truly begin to think strategically?
It's where everything begins in our thinking patterns, right?
It does. And life is like a puzzle. And when you have those night vision goggles or that strategic lens, you start to look for the patterns.
Yes, I think I married the same man twice. That was a pattern. I divorced them both too, so I'm not. To find some new pattern around that anyway. So the art of strategic thinking is really what I'm hearing, is what allows you to pull out those night vision goggles to see things differently.
Right. So, and it's a skill, Nancy, that has to be developed. People think that it's automatic, and it's not. It's just like swimming. Once you learn, you know, the fundamentals, then your strokes become stronger, your endurance becomes better and longer the more you practice.
Yeah, any new skill that we take on, we go through the stages of learning, and that this is part of it. So do you work with people to help them build this strategic thinking? Because from what I'm hearing from you, this is a point of freedom and power. When you know how to put on these night vision goggles and think differently, and you're like really tactile and practical in it, you're going to have your emotional response, but then use your mind to think differently. Do you work with people to help them do this better?
Yes, I do. And I'm really passionate about it, because I think, especially in small businesses, we know the average small business fails in the first 1 to 3 years. And they fail for, I believe, 1 of 3 things, either lack of knowledge, mm-hmm. lack of funding, mm-hmm. or I like to call it stinking thinking. The inability to truly step out of the business and truly see what you have. We get so bogged down with working in it that we don't know how to work on it.
Well, and I think part of the value. I'm sorry, I lost you there. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, part of the value that you're bringing is, if I'm sitting in my business, working on my business, I'm only looking through my lens. I think this is where the value of bringing in consultants and mentors and coaches, like, we can't see everything. We need exactly. other people. Yeah, we need other people.
Yes. And like you mentioned, mentors, coaches, I'm a consultant. And most people wrap them all in the same vein. Mm-hmm. But what a consultant is that person who comes in to fill an immediate need. We fill a gap in your skill set and your resourcing that you may have to help you navigate to where you want to go. So we're not telling you where to go. It's based on your direction, and then we're just providing that expertise to get you there that much faster.
Excellent. Excellent. And having and seeing opportunities that you haven't adjusted your lens to.
Exactly.
And given that guidance, or seeing shortcomings or weaknesses that can be areas can be improved or outsourced, all of those things.
Yes.
Awesome. So before we wrap up, I want to ask about this movement that you've started called Celebrate You. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, it's Celebrate You, Women Embracing Wellness. And it started organically. The original purpose of the Facebook group was to be a one-stop shop for women who were attending our retreat, where we were actually showcasing, or I was, five Women in Prosperity Network business owners. And someone called me and said, Luana, we have this following. People are joining the page. And I thought, why? It's for the retreat, but okay. And I realized that the information we were posting was resonating with the women. So we changed the name. We expanded it from just Celebrate You to Celebrate You, Women Embracing Wellness. And it deals with the 360 component of women, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. Because we know once you have your financial household in order, there's so much more that you can do for yourself, for your family, for your community, and the world. Because we know that it takes money in order to make significant changes, whether it's legislatively, whether it's access to healthcare, access to education. There's just so much that we can do. But again, if we don't address all facets of who we are and the lanes we touch as women, I think we're not living to the highest version of ourselves. So
right.
Basically the mission is to help women be the best that they can be to influence and affect change. We're not a business group. But we do have business women in it, and we like to promote and elevate women who are in business. But again, it's more that holistic message of who we are, divinely who we are, and allowing that to come out so that we can be purposeful in this journey, however long or however short it is, mm-hmm. and to make a change and be that person that reaches one and teaches one.
I love that. Reach one, teach one. I'm all about the one.
Yes.
Yeah. And I want to, so first of all, go ahead and go to the Facebook group, Celebrate You, Women and Wellness, and be sure to also connect with Luana Bradford. And she has been the one for me many, many times, and the one for Women's Prosperity Network in our community as the chapter leader in the Atlanta area. And I want to just say a personal thank you for stepping up into leadership to breathe this beautiful life force into our community from the inside out and top down with the art of strategic thinking that you're bringing in. I come to the events that you host, and the thing that just so endears me is how much your chapter members love you, and they love you because of the value you give. So I am personally, on behalf of myself and my sisters and the entire community, thank you for being the one who, got chapter in Atlanta restarted, and all the goodness that you've brought to this community at large. I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. And I look at just the win-win in that, because if it hadn't been for the opportunity to serve in leadership with WPN, Celebrate You wouldn't be here. So it actually bridged to, you know, there's this great community of women who are doing amazing things all over the world. So
it's beautiful. Beautiful. All right. So before we wrap up, as we finish out today, there's somebody listening who's waiting for a message from your lips to impact their lives. What's that message you think they need?
I think the message is, you know, we're ending a decade. 2019 is coming to a close. And 2020, I think so appropriately aligns with what we've been talking about. It's when you're looking at the year, but it also stands for clarity of vision.
Yeah.
Clear vision, clear focus. And so I just encourage you that no matter where you are in life, what challenges you may be in, going through, or about to face, just allow yourself to pause, tap into your divine self, because genius is there, guidance is there, wisdom is there, and allow yourself to hear what is meant exactly for you. Then be willing to be bold and put on those night vision goggles, see things clearly, learn how to navigate through the landmines that are there in life, mm-hmm. those stepping stones, and see your way to success.
Mm. Profound, valuable, and right to the heart. Thank you so much, Luana. I appreciate you probably more than I can even express with words. So, mwah.
Thank you, Nancy. This has been great.
Awesome, awesome. And to all our friends out there, be sure to stay tuned for the next episode of the Be Real, Get Real podcast. Thank you for joining us on the Be Real, Get Real podcast from Women's Prosperity Network, the place where impact-driven women shine as they make a positive difference for their families, their communities, and the world at large. Be sure to visit womensprosperitynetwork.com to tap into the power, resources, and connections this extraordinary community provides. That's it for today. I'm your host, Nancy Matthews, and until next time, make it a magical day.